Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kelly, your host. Super fired up because I just heard some good news just before we came on the air. Second hour, we got Jimmy Akin. I think we'll do open forum with Jimmy second hour. Is that what we're doing? Yeah, we'll do a bonus open forum hour second hour. First hour, how do you know it's God's will? You've been trying to decide, kind of discern God's will. You don't decide God's will. He decides it. You discern it. But you've been trying to know what the will of God is in your life. How do you know if it's the will of God? 888-318-7884. 888-318-7884. For this hour, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers is our guest, and that always means good things. Many of you have heard Deacon Harold preaching and teaching, and he is just one of the best at that. And I'll let him share the good news that I just heard. But Deacon Harold, welcome.
Thank you, Cy. It is always great to be back on Catholic Answers. I love this show. I love all you guys, the great work you're doing in the Lord's Vineyard. And I'm honored to be part of it.
Well, thank you. Thanks very much. What are you going to be? You got a new job. What are you going to be doing?
Well, in addition to the work that I'm already doing, yeah. Yes. I have a new national radio show on EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network starting Monday, February 5th. It's called Beacon of Truth with Deacon Harold Burke Sivers. It's going to be Monday to Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific, which is 3 to 4 Central and 4 to 5 Eastern time. And yes, Beacon of Truth, many people probably know I had a radio show previously called Morning Glory with Gloria Purvis and Monsignor Charles Pope. And when that show ended, I went on to do other things. And earlier last year, EWTN approached me about coming back on the radio with my own show. And so kicked around some ideas and fell on this one, Beacon of Truth. And what is it about? You know, as I think about my travels in the last few years, there's been some themes that have been emerging. With youth and young adults, it's been, we want to hear the truth and we're not hearing it, right? Yeah. With adults, it's like, my children, they're away from the church. I don't know what happened. They went to Mass every Sunday. You know, they went to youth group. You know, they were confirmed and they went off to college and now they don't believe in anything. People are hearing things that are going on in the culture and they're falling for the lies of the culture instead of the richness and the beauty and the truth of the one holy Catholic and apostolic faith. So what I'm going to do is try to make a deeper, more intimate connection between the faith and the everyday lived experience, speaking the truth in love, as Paul says in Ephesians 4:15. So that's what we're going to do.
Congratulations. I think that's just fantastic. I'm so glad you're going to be back on EWTN on a daily basis. So what will be the format of the show? Will you have guests, callers, interviews?
Yes. Yeah,
how's
so
it going to work?
This is actually kind of cool. So the first segment is just kind of me setting up the show, what we're going to talk about for that day. Then the second segment, you know, one thing that people really liked with Morning Glory is when I did a little meditation on the Psalms. I would pick a Psalm and just do a quick meditation on it. So now I'm going to expand that and we're going to do a segment where we're going to talk about the Psalms and music, you know, the life of music as well. Because think about it, you know, when people reflect on their experience at Mass on Sunday, oh, that first reading really hit me, or the gospel really, it really spoke to me today. But how many people say, well, the Psalm was really awesome?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
If you think about it, the Psalms, even in weekday Mass, there's no second reading, but there's a Psalm.
Right.
So every Mass has a Psalm. The Liturgy of the Hours or the Divine Office is full of Psalms. Most of it is Psalms. You know, so I don't think we really appreciate the depth and the power of the Psalms in the worship experience. And so I'm going to do a little, you know, a little deep dive, a little meditation on the Psalms. And so in the first few shows, first probably week or so, I'm going to talk about the structure of the Psalms and how they came about, how it's really the liturgical hymn book for the Israelites. And then I'm going to, you know, pick a Psalm for the day and kind of just riff on it, kind of talk about how that psalm can connect us more deeply and more intimately to God's heart.
Beautiful.
And then the last segment, we're going to take callers, you know, or if we have a guest on, you know, we'll have the guest and we'll take some calls and as well. But most of the time, it'll be me and then taking calls from people. And then we will have guests on occasionally as well.
Oh, congratulations. That's well, Darren, I won't be doing any work between 1 and 2 from now on. So just if you need me for anything, just don't schedule it between 1 and 2 in the afternoon Pacific time. Beacon of Truth. Is that what's Beacon of Truth?
Yes. Beacon of Truth. Yes.
You'll be the deacon with the beacon. Yes. The number here is 888-318-7884. If you have questions about how to discern God's will, this is the hour for you. 888-318-7884. So if you're going to undertake a new thing, first of all, I know you are already very busy. You travel a great deal. You're constantly speaking. You're writing. You're doing all these things. You decided years ago that you were going to devote yourself to this ministry of sharing the good news. So how do you discern when an opportunity like this comes up that, yes, this is God's will for me, I should pursue this?
Yeah, thanks, Si. A couple things. Well, first of all, I want to talk just briefly about 2 times I had to make big discernment decisions, whether it's God or whether it's me. The first one was going whether I should be married or whether I should go back to the monastery and continue to live a monastic life. As some people may know, you know, I was discerning a vocation with the Benedictines. I was with them for quite some time. And then my mom got sick and almost died. So I left to take care of my mom, went to a... Went to a wedding and met the woman who would end up being my wife. And things were going fine. But then I got scared because you know, my parents are divorced. I didn't want to put myself in a situation to end up like my parents. And so I thought, well, maybe I should go back to the monastery. And so I had to discern that, you know, so I lived in another Benedictine monastery, not to join, but to discern. Okay, I'm going to stay here and figure out what does God want me to do? Should I go back to Newark or should I get married? And, you know, that was because, you know, it was difficult. But ultimately God spoke to me very clearly, and said, yes, you should be married. So that was the first time, because how do I know it was God? Because I was thinking I'm going to go back to the monastery. But it was really, and I'll talk about this if someone asks about the power of silence and adoration is part of the discernment process. And then the second time was, leaving my secular career in law enforcement to speak and to write full time. You know, and I've talked about this before, but basically I had an experience in Eucharistic adoration in 2011 where God was calling me. I felt very powerfully in my heart to leave and to speak and to write full time. And I quite frankly fought God for a year trying to talk him out of it.
Oh.
But ultimately, through a process of discernment, and that included talking to people who I knew would tell me the truth and not just what I want to hear, even if it was negative, they would tell me the truth. And I even talked to people that I felt would talk me out of it. But every person I talked to, you know, encouraged me to continue to pursue what I believe was God calling me, and they encouraged me to leave. And to go out there into the deep, you know, to jump off the cliff.
Yeah.
And, you know, I taught the Catholics, I taught the Protestants, I talked to a lot of people. I mean, and plus you have to discern your own skill set. Like, you know, what makes me think I could be a Catholic speaker? Like, who am I? You know, I'm some immigrant schmo from Jersey. You know, who am I thinking I could go out and speak?
Wait, Jersey's part
of the
United States, isn't it?
Yes, it is, believe it or not.
So
yes,
wait, why do you say you're immigrant from New Jersey? I'm actually baffled by that.
Oh, immigrant. Yeah, okay. Immigrant from Barbados.
I didn't know that part.
I never
knew that part of the story. I thought Jersey had left. I thought we lost Jersey there for a minute. All right, go ahead. So who are you to be a Catholic speaker?
Yeah, so who am I to be, you know, and so, you know, if God, you know, God calls the equipped. No, he calls the no. What is it? God
doesn't call equipped.
He equips the call. And that's what for me. So I was teaching. The only time I was speaking and teaching really was at the police academy or at emergency management conferences where I was talking about contemporary threat assessment methodology, teaching police officers, first responders, how to identify and respond to threats of terrorism. And I had a consulting company where I did target hardening, and I wasn't really doing very much on the Catholic faith at all. But during the last 11 years of my career, that's when a transition started to happen, a shift, where I was doing less threat assessment and being asked to do more speaking engagements and writing. And it came to a head in 2011. And it really got to a point where I couldn't do both effectively anymore. And that's when the discernment really kicked in. And really what sealed the deal was a dinner with my wife. We talked deeply and seriously about the implications of my staying or my leaving. What would that mean to our family? What would that mean to our marriage? And after all is said and done, you know, we decided together that I should leave. And I tell you, Cy, it's been the best decision I could have ever made, next to getting married to my amazing, beautiful wife. Best decision to leave that job, not because, you know, I did not like the job. In fact, I love the job. It was the best professional experience of my life. But God told me in adoration, if you want to take your relationship with me to the next level, you have to get uncomfortable. And sometimes that discernment process could be an uncomfortable process because you're really trying to understand and get yourself out of the way so that God could work in and through you.
888-318-7884 is the number. How do you discern God's will? That's our question today. If you have a situation, maybe you're discerning a vocation, maybe you're discerning marriage, a career, something else. If you'd like help in that department, how to discern what God's will is for you, give us a call. 888-318-7884. 888-31-TRUTH. Right back with more with Deacon Harold Burke Sivers on Catholic Answers Live.
Hang on. Catholic Answers Live will return in a moment.
Are you a coffee drinker? If so, you can now enjoy a coffee roasted to perfection by the Carmelite Monks of Wyoming. Delicious Mystic Monk coffee is roasted and prepared by monks in a hidden cloistered monastery and is available in over 25 varieties. All Mystic Monk coffees are works of perfection and labors of love. For more information on how to purchase Mystic Monk coffee, visit mysticmonkcoffee.com. That's mysticmonkcoffee.com.
Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by Real Estate for Life. Real Estate for Life connects home buyers and sellers to real estate agents while supporting pro-life organizations. On the web at realestateforlife.org.
Hi, I'm Debbie Giorgiani. Adam Bly and I invite you to join us as we tackle the spirit world on EWTN Radio. Adam has assisted at thousands of solemn exorcisms and resolutions of hauntings. He also reaches out to educate people on the paranormal and the occult in our culture. Join us Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern for the spirit world on EWTN Radio.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. A couple lines still open. Two lines still open if you'd like to make a call and talk with Deacon Harold Burke Sivers about discerning God's will in your life. If you have a question about how to discern God's will, 888-318-7884. How do you know it's God's will? How do you know it's not just your preference or that you're talking yourself into or out of something? How do you know when it's God's will? Well, the church has a great deal to say about that. So that's something Deacon Harold knows a great deal about, and you are welcome to call and ask your questions. 888-318-7884. I don't know if I forgot that you were from Barbados or I didn't know, but I didn't get the jersey thing at all when you said it. So now I'm clearer on the biography. I apologize for that.
That's okay.
Were you old or young when you left Barbados?
Yeah, I was almost three.
Oh, old.
In fact, I still have a photo because my father was a pretty famous person in my country. He's a professional musician and very successful nightclub owner. And so when we left, it made page two of our national newspaper. So it's a picture of my mom holding my hand and then holding my little brother in her arms and her mom, my grandma, behind her. And so Sivers family leaves for the United States. And, you know, noticeably, my dad was not in that picture. He didn't join us till later. Yeah, so we came to the U.S., then lived in Hillside, New Jersey, which is right next to Newark. I always say Newark because if I say Hillside, people won't know, but right. Everybody seems to know Newark. And yeah, and that was lived there until I went off to college, and then and now I live in Oregon.
What a story. That is really something. A lot of that I didn't know. I am very glad to know it. 888-318-7884 is the number. Deacon Harold Burke Sivers has got a new radio show coming to the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. That'll be at 1 p.m. Pacific time starting February 6th. Is that what you said?
5th.
February 5th, starting February 5th. Maybe tune in February 6th. Give him one show to work out the kinks and then tune in February 6th. Cesar is in Sioux City, Iowa, listening on 88.1 FM. Cesar, thank you very much for your call. Go ahead with your question for Deacon Harold Burke Sivers.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Very well, thank you.
That's good, that's good. I just got done a confession, actually like an hour ago. So that makes me feel good, you know?
Good work. Good for you.
All right.
Yeah.
I know. And I'm glad you share that good news because you do feel better after confession.
Yeah, 100%. Even though I just went to confession like 5 days ago, but still, it was more like I felt a sort of pride because I felt like I was better than others because, that's how it started, you know, because I'm reading the Bible more or something like that. It was weird. So I'm just like, I was trying to find ways that I can get that pride away from me, and so I did a couple of things, blah, 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 you know, and then that's why I went to confession today, because I didn't feel right. If I did go get the Holy Eucharist again, and even though I did those things.
Yeah, that sounds very reasonable. Sounds very reasonable.
Yeah. My question, was, so what am I doing to discern God? Like, is that what you guys are asking?
Yeah, like, how do you discern God's will in your life?
Honestly, just put him in front of, just revolve my life around him, you know? Just wake up in the morning and right away thinking for everything for my eyes, my body, my muscles, my bones, everything, you know? And then just pretty much, like I said, revolving your life around God. And I mean, that was my New Year's resolution, and ever since then, you know, I already had the idea, but ever since then, I've had the best experience ever. You know, I can't complain at all. Honestly, I'm starting to notice certain things that wouldn't happen if I wasn't as close to as I am, just revolving my life around God, like I said.
Cesar, let's get Deacon Harold's response to all that, Deacon.
Yeah, thank you, first of all, Cesar, for sharing that. And you said two very important things that I just want to reflect on, if I could. The first one you mentioned was confession. And why is that important with regard to discernment? Because sometimes when we're discerning, if we're not in a good place in our relationship with God, if we're thinking of doing something that involves pride, and our first motivation to do it is pride, ego, money. Wow, people are going to think this about me. I'm going to make this much money. I should, you know, and we're thinking about those things first in the discernment process. Then I don't think we're getting ourselves out of the way and letting and making room for God to work in our lives, to help God to be part of that decision. And so the sacrament of reconciliation allows us to get ourselves and our sins out of the way, that opens our heart, that expands our heart, that makes room in our hearts for more of God's Holy Spirit to come in and to be able to help us to discern properly, to think about what are the priorities, relationship with God, family, and everything else after that. You know, so confession is really helpful in that part of the discernment process. And the second thing you said was prayer. You know, when you wake up in the morning, Cesar, I do the same thing that you do. Every morning when I wake up, here's what I say. I say, Lord, thank you for allowing me to see the light of another day, so that I may give honor, praise, and glory to your most holy name. Then I get out of bed. Now, why? Because I want the whole tenor, the whole tone of my day to be focused on God. How I think, how I act, the decisions that I make that day should always be made from the heart of God. And so entering into the life of prayer, and for me, as a deacon, praying the Liturgy of the Hours and the Divine Office and spiritual reading and adoration and the Rosary and the Chaplet of Divine Mercy and all of those devotions really help to come together to focus and to center my heart and my mind and my soul, so that the decisions I make are always what I believe to be in line with God's will, not my will, in line with God's will. And I say that because, as I mentioned earlier, when I was discerning leaving my law enforcement career to speak and to write full time, I didn't want to do it. That's one of the ways I knew it was from God, because I didn't want to do it. It was nothing I thought about. I mean, in fact, Caesar, if someone would have told me, you know, before that experience in adoration, you know what, Deacon, one day you're going to leave your career and you're going to travel the world talking about Jesus and writing books, I would have literally laughed in their face. I'm like, I don't know who you're talking about. You're not talking about me, you know, but here I am. Here I am, you know, in a place that I never thought I would be, but now in a place I never can't imagine.
Nope, did we lose Deacon? Well, I think we might have lost Cesar, thank you very much for the call and the beautiful habit that you have of thanking God for everything, including your bones, when you wake up in the morning. For some reason, we just lost contact with Deacon Harold, so we'll have to give him a minute, and then we'll get him right back. Darren, I'm going to read this little ad right now. So if you would just pot Deacon Harold down, thank you very much. It's go time. Time to fish or cut bait. Wait, it's now or never. This is the final day to visit shop.catholic.com and take advantage of the store-wide savings with our 24-24-24 promotion. That's 24% off every order over $24 until the 24th of the month, and that's today. So midnight Hawaii time, it is over. If you're looking for the perfect place and the perfect time to dive deeper into your faith, shop.catholic.com is your go-to destination, and you don't want to miss out on this fantastic offer. Just use the promo code New Year at checkout to claim your discount at shop.catholic.com. Sorry, Deacon. We keep dropping you, and I apologize for that.
No, that's okay. That's okay. As long as you'll drop me on my head, we'll be fine.
Okay. I don't think we have the technical ability
I was just saying that, Caesar, just to wrap up there, that prayer is a very powerful way to open ourselves to listen more deeply to what God is saying in our lives.
Thank you, Cesar. Let's go to Taylor in Atlanta, Georgia, listening to EWTN on Channel 130, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Taylor, thank you very much for the call. Go ahead with your question for Deacon Harold.
Hi. So I feel like I'm doing everything right to discern God's will, doing like surrender novena, going to Mass and adoration, praying the rosary every day. And I feel like it's God's will for me to have a baby, me and my husband, but it hasn't happened for us yet. So I'm wondering how we cope if we think we've discerned God's will, but maybe it's actually just our will and not God's. And how do we cope with God's will being different than ours?
Okay. Yeah, thank you. And, Taylor, let me ask, do you have other children?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. So I'd say a couple of things, Taylor. First of all, thanks be to God that you and your wonderful husband want to have kids. You're open to having a family and really open to a culture of life. And so thank you so much for that. And, you know, it may be God's will that you have children, but it could be something physical that's going on. You know, there's a wonderful group out in Omaha, Nebraska, and they have something called NAPRO technology, natural procreative technology. It's the Pope Paul VI Institute. And, you know, one of the things you should do is seek them out And they have some incredible resources and physicians out there who are pro-life physicians, who often will look for physical things that are going on in a woman's body or in a man's body that may prevent the conception of children. And the methods that they have for helping to diagnose and to ultimately maybe even fix the problem are all within the teachings of the Catholic Church. So there's nothing there that violates the church. So that may be one thing. And I hear the music.
We'll continue on the other side. When we come back, I'll continue.
Yes.
Taylor, I hope that you can hold on because we have to take the break when this music starts playing. And so we'll take that break and be right back with more on Discerning God's Will with Deacon Harold Burke Sivers on Catholic Answers Live.
When the resurrected Jesus appeared to disciples on the road to Emmaus, they didn't recognize him until the breaking of the bread. The same is true today. In the Holy Eucharist, we really meet Jesus. In The Eucharist is Really Jesus, author Joe Heschmeyer explains how knowing Jesus in the Eucharist is the key to understanding all of Christian faith. Order your copy of The Eucharist is Really Jesus today at shop.catholic.com or get it at a good Catholic bookstore.
Our Lord needs articulate defenders of the truth to spread the joy of the Catholic faith. Catholic Answers Monthly Giving Club, Society 315, helps you fulfill the call in 1 Peter 3:15 to always be prepared to make a defense for the hope that is in you. For as little as $10 a month, you'll help Catholics grow in faith, bring lapsed Catholics home, and lead non-Catholics to the truth. Go to casociety315.com and join today.
Is relativism dead? It sure seems dead. Each day, new moral demands are made and they are presented to us as absolutes. Everything from transgender ideology to physician-assisted suicide is presented as a moral good that all right-thinking people must accept. But Catholic Answers' own Carlo Broussard says look deeper, and you will see today's moralism is just relativism dressed up in new clothes. Carlo's eye-opening book, The New Relativism, shines a light on how the sacred moral teachings of this age cover up a deep denial of moral truth. Order your copy of The New Relativism today at shop.catholic.com and be prepared to defend the truth against aggressive relativism. The New Relativism at shop.catholic.com or ask for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Tomorrow on More to Life, Parenting Puzzles.
Parenthood can be puzzling. Let us help you find grace-filled ways to put the pieces together.
That's tomorrow on More to Life. Now back to Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Our guest is Deacon Harold Burke Sivers. And if you're a Catholic, you probably saw him speak at some point because the crowds are amazing when the deacon speaks. And if you haven't, you should check it out. Deacon, your website is Deacon Harold?
DeaconHarold.com.
DeaconHarold.com. That's what I thought. Yeah, check it out. DeaconHarold.com. See where he's coming near you. Or you can catch him on the radio now starting February 5th on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network at 1 in the afternoon Pacific time. And then you do the math for other times, because I can't. The number here is 888-318-7884. If you have a question about discerning, how do I know it's God's will? Or how do I know God's will? How can I discover God's will in my life? If your question is along those lines, you're welcome to call this hour, 888-318-7884. Taylor is on the line with a question about having trouble conceiving and how to discern God's will amidst all of that. And you were in the midst of your answer when we had to go to the break. Deacon.
Yeah. So let me give you an answer, Taylor. And let me say three things. So first of all, it may be something that's physical, right? And I talked about the with Dr. Hilgers and natural procreative technology from Omaha, Nebraska. And I know Cy has another resource that you might want to go-to as well. Why don't you just give her that real quick, Si?
You can go to springsinthedesert.org, a wonderful ministry started by two women who are friends of ours here at Catholic Answers for couples who are having trouble conceiving, Catholic couples who are struggling with that. So springsinthedesert.org.
Great. And so those are two resources for you right there, Taylor. And then the other thing is, you know, if after you explore those avenues, you know, there's always a lot of great kids that want to that need to be adopted, you know. And in fact, I know couples. Taylor, let me share this with you. So someone at a recent speaking event said, Deacon Harold, I have something that I want to share with you that's very personal. I'm like, oh, okay. And so they saw me speak at a family conference, and her husband were discerning whether, you know, they wanted to have another child. Like, you know, and so they said, well, no, I'm not sure. The husband said no, you know, that they thought they were done. And so but they were thinking about adoption, but the husband said no. After the family conference and after hearing my presentations on family life, the husband said, well, you know, actually, yes, I think this would be a great idea. So they end up adopting this wonderful young girl, and they show me pictures of her and stuff. And now she's like a teenager now, and so adoption might be something too. Now that doesn't mean that you shouldn't, you know, try to have your own kids, but there's maybe a kid that God has out there that He has for you and for your husband to be parents to them, you know. And the third thing I would say is, just because you're not getting pregnant, you're doing everything right. You're doing the same things I'm doing: adoration, mass, and I pray the surrender novena every single day. I've been praying it for like 2 years. I get to day 9, I start over day 1 again. I love it. Maybe God's answer is not no, it's not yet. Because maybe there are things going on in your life or your husband's life that need to be worked out first, that God needs you to work through before introducing a child into your situation. And so I would say to try all three of those, or think about all three of those things as part of your continued discernment. Is that helpful at all to you, Taylor?
Yes, that's actually really helpful. Consider all three of those as we kind of keep discerning this.
Well,
thank you very much.
Yep, it's a heavy burden to carry, Taylor. You'll be in our prayers, certainly. And I would also, again, suggest the good people at Springs in the Desert, a wonderful apostolate. Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers is our guest. There's lines open if you'd like to call and ask about discerning God's will. How do you discern God's will? 888-318-7884. Jennifer's right here in California with us, listening to EWTN on Channel 130, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Jennifer, welcome. Go ahead with your question for Deacon Harold.
Hi. I'm having an annulment, and I've been dating, and I am now dating this man that is, I'm feeling like I'm in love with him, but I don't know if it's love or if it's just my fleshly body, my lust to wanting to be married.
Yeah,
we
have a little bit of interference on the line, Jennifer, so I'm just going to let Deacon respond to that, because I imagine this is a very common thing that people need to discern. Do I love this person? Is that why I'm interested in marriage with them? Or is it just a physical thing or something else?
Yeah, that's a great question. First of all, you just so people are listening, of course you receive the decree of nullity from the church, so you are free to pursue this relationship and to possibly get married. But as you're going through the dating relationship, you know, it shouldn't just be about, oh, are we compatible? You know, because if I plug my my USB-C port into my MacBook Pro, they're compatible too, right? I mean, so compatibility, you know, is really not really an issue. Is what you want to discern is this God's will? Is this relationship God's will? So here's some things you need to think about. Is this person going to help me get to heaven? does this person share my faith? Is this someone that I can open my heart to? Is this someone, for example, not looking at pornography? Are they looking out for my purity? When they look at me, do they look at me the way God sees me? Genesis chapter 2, it's the very last line, Adam and Eve looking at each other, and they were seeing each other through God's eyes. You know, does he look at me that way? Do I feel safe with him? Am I ignoring things that I should be paying attention to? Does he drink a little bit too much? Or, you know, is he not as, you know, serious as I need him to be when we're talking about different topics? You know, is he a godly man? Is he like a Saint Joseph? You know, I mean, these are things that sometimes, because the emotions take over, so you have to kind of get the emotions out of the way and really look at the 30,000-foot view. You know, is this somebody my parents respect and my friends respect? Am I listening to them? You know, they may be saying, you know, Jennifer, you know, I really like him, but, you know, and they'll tell you some things that they're noticing that maybe because you have blinders on, you're not seeing yourself. And maybe say, oh, wait a minute, let me step back and take a look at this. You know, so I think, and of course, can you go to adoration? Is he going to mass with you? Do you go to adoration together? So are you, it's just not about sharing good times like going to the movies and dinner and things like that, which are wonderful, but are you sharing the spiritual things? Are you praying together, right? So there's a whole nother spiritual dimension, I think, that needs to be open as you're discerning this relationship with this other person. Does that help and make sense for you, Jennifer?
Yes. Those things are things that we're doing already. And,
good.
yeah. So although he's a Christian man, he's not a Catholic yet.
So, and he wasn't married before?
For that. He's a widower.
Ah, okay. All right. So you're good to go there. Yeah. So you know what? And the thing is, Jennifer, take your time. You know that. Yes. You know you guys may be a little bit older, but you know what? There's nothing to rush through here. You know, and if he's not Catholic, you know, keep working on him. Maybe one day he will be. You know, but I'm just kidding. But the thing is, if he is a godly man, if he's open to the Catholic faith, if he's open to going to mass with you and things like that, then just keep discerning, keep praying and see where God takes it. Sometimes God's answer is to wait, right? Is to wait. Or again, be still and know that I am God. Be still and experience God. So I think you're going on the right path here. Just stay open to what God is speaking in your relationship.
Jennifer, thank you. We're talking discernment today with Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers. If you have discernment questions you'd like to ask about how to discern the will of God, you're welcome to call 888-318-7884. I think we'll take a quick break and we'll get right back to the calls that we have. And if you were on a call during the break, we could probably get you on. We can get another call on in addition to the ones we have lined up. 888-318-7884.
Hang on. We'll be right back with more Catholic Answers Live.
The Catechism defines evangelization as the proclamation of Christ and his gospel by word and the testimony of life. But what does that look like in real life? It looks like St. Paul street evangelists out in the public square sharing the good news. We're a Catholic nonprofit that starts conversations by handing out free sacramentals. Then we employ our method of listen, befriend, proclaim, and invite. Catholic Answers is supported in part by St. Paul Street Evangelization. Visit streetevangelization.com to learn more.
The Pentecost Today podcast is about bringing people closer to God through the work of the Catholic Charismatic Renewal, fueling the fire of renewal. You can hear the Pentecost Today podcast, as well as faith-filled podcasts from our friends and affiliates around the world, all in one place. All free at EWTN Podcast Central. Visit EWTN.com/radio and click Podcast Central today.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Hey, second hour, Jimmy's going to be here. Jimmy Akin will be here, and we'll do a bonus open forum today. And this hour, we've got Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers, former radio host on the EWTN Catholic Global Catholic Radio Network, and future radio host. Starting February 5th, you can check out his new show, Beacon of Truth, which is coming to the EWTN Network. It'll be 1 p.m. Pacific, and do check it out. 888-318-7884 is the number if you want to call here and talk with Deacon Harold. And we will go now to Cynthia in Decatur, Texas. Cynthia, thank you for the call. Go ahead with your question for Deacon Harold.
Yes, Deacon Harold, I have a son, and he's an adult. He's not a child anymore, but at the age of 18, he moved out. He kind of lost his way, and we're a devout Catholic family. And he just left the faith and just started doing all kinds of things. And he wound up in prison. And then when he came out, my husband and I had to decide if we were going to allow him back into our home. And we prayed about it for a long time before he even got released. And we decided, yes, we would let him come back home because that's what God was asking of us. So we did. And he's been living with us for a few years now, trying to give him the opportunity to get on his feet and get things right. But we've been noticing that we're pretty sure he's headed down the wrong path again, and we think that he's doing things that he probably shouldn't be doing, that he ended up in the same situation before. So we're trying to decide if it's time to tell him to go, or do we allow him to continue to stay? Mm-hmm. Or because sometimes I get confused and I just don't really know. I mean, we're praying all the time, but I just don't want to say, well, you know what, he's got to go, because I'm not sure if it's me that wants him to go or if God's telling me that Right. Maybe it's time. I just really don't know which way to go, and I don't want him. I'm scared to throw him out because I feel like he's just going to spiral.
Oh, Cynthia.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Okay, Deacon. Yeah.
Cynthia, let me ask you, do you have younger children in the home, teenagers or younger?
Absolutely not.
No. Okay.
No,
so the only child in your home is your adult son.
They're grown men.
Okay. Okay. The reason I asked that, Cynthia, was I wanted to see, you know, what activities that you think he might be engaging in that may endanger any younger children or grandchildren that you may have in your home. That's why I asked that question. But since there's no other younger children there, you know, do you have a suspect what kind of activities he's engaging? Is it drugs, alcohol, pornography that's causing your suspicions right now?
Yes, we believe it's probably drugs again. Not anything, but I mean, not, as far as we're concerned, any drug is not a good drug. But I'm thinking we're thinking more like marijuana again, but not like serious drugs. But still, it's like we're totally against all of that.
Yeah. So here's what I would say. You know, you have to sit down and talk to your son and say, son, we love you. You know, you are a child, and we will always love you no matter what. No matter what decisions you make, we will continue to love you unconditionally. We may not agree with your decisions and the lifestyle choices that you are making, but we will still always love you. So having said that, son, in our house, we cannot allow any drug use whatsoever. And if he tries to hit you with, well, mom, pot's legal now, you know, a lot of states say it's legal, that doesn't make it any less a drug. It's still a drug, whether it's legal or not, it's a drug. And to say, son, if you know, we love you, if you want to make the decision to continue to live here, then you have to decide, am I willing to respect my parents who loved me and raised me and not use drugs in their home? It's not his home, it's your home, right? Can I respect that? And if he can't respect that, then what he's saying is, I'm making the decision that I can't stay here in my parents' home anymore. So don't put it on yourself. You need to put it back on him. You know, by continuing to do the drugs in the house, you're making the decision that you don't want to live here. You know, that's basically what he's saying by his actions. And here's one more thing. You know, when we have kids, that's one of the most painful things next to a child dying or having cancer is seeing our children go through substance abuse struggles. And what you should do, I think, Cynthia, you and your husband is to, I mean, Jennifer, you and your husband is to pray for your son that he hits the pig pen. I talk about the parable of the prodigal son, where the son is in the pig pen, and it's there in the lowest, deepest, darkest moment of isolation, that where he's away from God, that he realizes the only person that can help me right now is God. And it's then that he makes those courageous steps back to a deep relationship with his father. And so you may want to pray for your son to get to that pig pen experience in his own life. And that may be painful to watch. That may be painful for you and your husband to experience and go through. But it may be the way that God has planned for him to finally realize, my parents have told me, my friends have told me, and I'm not listening to them. But now he gets to a point where, oh no, only God can help me right now. And that is going to start him on his path back to relationship to Christ and to the church. Does that make sense?
Cynthia?
Yes, it absolutely makes sense. And I thank you.
Cynthia, I'm going to recommend a resource to you because the founder of this organization, Catholic in Recovery, is also a friend of ours who's on the show regularly. And for anyone who's listening that who's in your situation, they can go to CatholicInRecovery.com. They can check out the meetings. They have virtual meetings, including meetings for parents of folks whose children are connected with any kind of substance abuse, that kind of thing. CatholicInRecovery.com. I highly recommend it. And I thank you for the call. On we go to Gloria in Washington, watching on YouTube. Gloria, thank you for the call. Go ahead with your question for Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers.
Yeah. Hi, thank you. So my question is in regards to the National Eucharistic Revival is coming up next summer, and there's going to be these four pilgrimage routes from all corners of the United States converging with our Eucharistic Lord at the site. And basically they're having young adult perpetual pilgrims throughout the entire route. Well, what happened was this past summer, I thought I had discerned, oh, I'm going to be one of those perpetual pilgrims. I kept praying about it. I could see myself on the Juan Diego route and the types of prayers and petitions I'd be doing. And I even was like, this is going to be a really big commitment, walking all these miles. I started working with Joe at a Catholic gym, St. Michael Barbell Club. Shout out to him. His testimony is on Keith Nestor's channel. Lost in between August to October when the applications came out, lost like 13 pounds and kept working at it. So that I could prepare myself to be a perpetual pilgrim. The week the applications came out, I applied, and, you know, my priest put in the recommendation for me. And then, you know, at the end of December, I found out, actually, no, I wasn't selected to be a perpetual pilgrim. And I already knew, like, hundreds of people were going to apply. And I trust that all of the people who got picked were the people who got picked. And I cried for like 2 days straight. But,
Gloria, sorry.
Yeah, I really wanted it. But the thing I'm wrestling with now is like the desire hasn't gone away. And like my sole reason for like going to the gym and training kept being the pilgrimage. And so I'm actually still doing that. But I'm kind of like, now what? Because it's not going to be that particular pilgrimage. And I keep thinking, okay, maybe my archdiocese here in Seattle is going to do anything, something, haven't heard of it. I hear of other places in the country doing it, like on the Pulse, on the National Eucharistic Congress's YouTube channel. There's a state where they did a 20-mile Eucharistic procession. It was like, maybe that's what I'm called to do.
So the question,
so I kind of don't know.
Yeah, because you feel you discerned, but then the not getting accepted put a wrench in that. Deacon, what do you do in those situations?
Yeah, that's a great question, Gloria. And you know, it's interesting because I just came back from doing a training for deacon candidates in Kansas City, Kansas, which I've been doing for nine years. And and I asked about the class because the class started off with 20 something and now there's only 14 of them left. You know, and what happens in that process of discernment Gloria, in this, not just with the diaconate, but in priesthood and seminary and in religious life, is that you're not just discerning, they're also discerning you. You know, so you may think in your mind, like, you know, oh, I'm going to be a priest. I just know God's calling me to be a priest. I'm going to go to adoration. I'm going to go to mass. And you go into the seminary. And then, you know, somewhere along, maybe a year or two in, you discern out, oh, actually, you know what? God isn't calling me to this. So in your mind, you've prepared yourself for something you believe that God is calling you to, only it turns out to be, in a sense, disappointed because it didn't work out the way that you thought. And so similarly, Gloria, here you are thinking, in your mind, you already had it figured out. I'm going to be one of the young adults on these pilgrimage routes for the Eucharistic Congress. I mean, it's a noble thing that you want to do. You made the commitment to go to the gym and work out. But for some reason, they didn't discern that you were called, the people who are organizing that part of the Eucharistic Congress experience. So what that tells me is maybe God is preparing you for something else. And you have to discern what that something else is. Because in your mind, you thought, here's what I'm going to do. But now you have to figure out, okay, what is it, God, that you want me to do? So that your will and your desires are in sync and in line with God's will and desire for you and for your life. So I would definitely spend some time in adoration. And so, you know, and plus, I mean, it's always good to get in shape, right? To lose some weight and get in shape. But what is he physically preparing you for? What is he mentally and spiritually preparing you for? That is what has to be discerned. And so I would say continue. You know, you've started on this path. And so continue to keep yourself in shape and to prepare yourself for whatever it is God is calling you to. And your desire for the Eucharist will not go unnoticed by God. I mean, he sees you have this desire to serve him and in a Eucharistic kind of way, but it's just not as one of those young adults assisting on the pilgrimages. I'm sure that God has another role for you that involves devotion to him in the most blessed sacrament. It's just not the one that you thought. So now you have to discern what that is. I know that God has something planned for you because you can hear it in your voice, your joy and your passion and your conviction. And God will use that for his glory in the way that he can best use your gifts, your talents, and your skills to honor him and help bring people closer to his most sacred heart. So I hope that's helpful for you.
It was. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Gloria. Thank you for your time and your call. I that seems to me, Deacon, one where if you're discerning a call to the priesthood, it's not just your discernment, but it's also the diocese or the order has to discern. If you're discerning a call to marriage, it's not just your discernment, it's the other. And how many people have you known in your life who said, I knew that I was called to marriage with this person, but that wasn't there. They didn't choose that. Or I knew that I was called to serve as a priest in this diocese or as a sister here, and I wasn't chosen. I suppose part of what we have to do in the discernment. We have to accept that as part of the discernment process.
Well, and the thing is, and it's sometimes devastating when that happens.
Right.
But you know what? God has something better. God has something better, and all your experiences are leading up to that vocation, to that calling that God has for you and for your life. It maybe is not what you thought of at first, but God's using that experience to prepare you for what ultimately is his will for your life.
Deacon Harold Burke Sivers is our guest. Thank you, Gloria, for the call. Hey, if you're on the line, hang on the line, because we're going to do an hour with Jimmy coming up next. It's open forum, so Jimmy will take your call as well. And if you haven't dialed yet and you'd like to get in on the open forum, you can call 888-318-7884. Ask whatever you like about the Catholic faith. I just found it out today. I don't know how this was kept secret from me. I feel it was maybe intentionally done. I don't know. But the good news that Deacon Harold has a radio show starting on February 5th. So check it out. Beacon of Truth starting February 5th on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. It'll be an afternoon show. Check your local listings for times. Deacon, may we have your blessing before we go?
Sure. May Almighty God bless you. and keep you on this beautiful day through the intercession of St. Francis de Sales. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Deacon, it's always a great pleasure. Thank you for being here with us.
Thank you, Si. It's always wonderful to be with you and the Catholic Answers family.
Looking forward to hearing you on the radio. Right back with Jimmy Akin.